Yes, it's the Goldbergs. What's the time? Why, it's sparkle time. Spring house cleaning time is almost here. And just when you want help with this big house cleaning job, many stores are arranging a giant house cleaning sale. Yes, all your cleaning needs will be gathered together in one giant display, so you'll not forget to order everything you need. No siree, no running out of supplies while you're cleaning this year. And listen, when you buy your cleaning aids at your dealer's great house cleaning sale, you'll get a wonderful surprise. Your dealer's arranging for you to get a beautiful new book entitled How to Beautify Your Home. This book is 8 by 11 inches with lots of full-color illustrations. There are 64 pages just packed with help on low-cost room plans, window treatments, how to cheer up your kitchen, how to make slip covers, color schemes, making small rooms look larger, and a guide to furniture styles, and dozens of amazingly useful house cleaning hints. And listen to what you get besides. In the back of this book are coupons good for 30 cents worth of free soap. Now, you don't want to miss out on an offer like this. So remember, to send for this valuable book, just ask your dealer for the handy order blank. Because with this order blank, plus 10 cents and a few wrappers or box tops from certain Procter & Gamble soaps featured in the house cleaning sale, you get this wonderful book. Ask your dealer all about it. If he hasn't already started this sale, he will soon. And be sure to get plenty of new duds during your dealer's giant sale. Look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Does. You know, this amazing new kind of granulated soap does all three kinds of wash. Yes, does everything from the dirtiest wash rugs and heavy linens to your prettiest washable slipcovers and rayon curtains. So, see your dealer today and ask him about this marvelous house cleaning sale. Find out how to get your book and free soap. Happy house cleaning. And now, the Goldbergs. When Molly saw her daughter Rosie fall in love with the young man visiting with Dr. Cater, Molly had a sentimental, remembering thrill. For young love is always amusing and very touching, too. But then Molly found out that Walter was engaged to be married. She found out that this girl was coming up to Lastonbury with Walter's mother. And Molly tried to protect her daughter by shipping her off to Florida. Only Rosie wouldn't go until just a little while ago, when she learned the truth from Seymour. And now, listen.
Look out, Kitty. Hello? Oh, yes, Seymour. That's all right, Seymour. I don't mind being alone. Well, he'll be home soon. No, I'm all right. Why shouldn't I be? Well, I'm glad you told me. But what difference should it make to me whether Walter Jerome is engaged or not, or even if he was married? Well, you thought wrong. All right, Seymour. Thanks for calling. Seymour, I'd just rather that you wouldn't tell Fanny or my folks what you told me. Please. All right. Thanks. All right, Seymour. I think my mother's coming. Bye. Family.
Help Mama out for the rubbish.
It's all right.
Ma, why don't you let me tell Rosie? That'll be the easiest way.
No. I said no and let it be like I said.
Then give up the idea that Rosalie is going to Florida. She won't.
Then she won't. Then something else will have to come to my mind.
Well, if Walter's mother and his future wife are coming to Lastonbury, then Rosie'll have to know. Ma, I don't understand why.
No, you wouldn't understand, family. You wouldn't. Nothing to understand. Something to feel.
Well, if she won't go to Florida, will she go to New York?
I don't know what she'll do yet. I don't know what she'll do. Where are you going, Jay?
I want some bicarbonate, and I want to lay down in a minute before I fall to pieces.
Oh, Papa's getting nervous already. I don't know what to do, Samuel. I don't know. Maybe if she wouldn't go to Florida, maybe she'll go to New York. If I tell her maybe that I need a bridge in my mouth and I have to go to New York for a few weeks to see a dentist, maybe she wouldn't let me go alone. Maybe not. I don't know.
Ma, I think you're beginning to make too much of this. If Rosie doesn't want to go, let her stay. You can't wrap Rosie up in cotton, Ma, and shield her from all the bumps and shocks of the world. After all, Walter is engaged to someone else. Suppose Rosie has a crush on him. Suppose it's even more than a crush. What of it? There are going to be lots of things she wants that she can't have. Lots of feelings that she'll have to just keep to herself. The world isn't our oyster, you know.
No. Nevertheless, Hamlin, maybe distance can help.
Listen, Ma. If you told Rosie that Walter was engaged, she'd clamp down on herself like this. She'd make herself forget what she felt. It'd change her feelings in a minute.
And the hurt? The hurt, Sammy?
Well, there's pride, too, Ma. And pride can make something hurt less. After all, Walter isn't the whole world. And Rosie's very young. I tell her.
Rosalie?
Hello, Mama, darling.
Hello, dear. How are you, darling?
Fine.
Feel well?
Yes, Mama.
That's good, dear. You peeled me my potatoes? What does Papa say?
He can't find the bicarbonate.
Can't find the bicarbonate? The bicarbonate is standing there. Excuse me. You feel all right, darling?
Yes, huh? Ma.
You sure?
Sure.
All right, Mommy.
Excuse me. What's the matter? Can't find the bicarbonate. What's happening?
He's
standing there.
Rosie. Yes?
Oh, take it, Sammy.
Hello? Yes? Yes? For you, Rosie.
Who is it?
Talk to him?
Oh, who is it?
Seymour.
Oh, of course I'll talk to him.
1 minute, Seymour.
Hello? Yes. Everybody's here. I'm fine, thank you. Yes. All right. Bye.
Rosie.
Yes, Sammy. Oh. Who's that?
Well, I can't see.
It's Walter, isn't it?
Yes. Where are you going?
I'll be down later, Sammy.
Where are you going, Rosalind?
I'll be right down.
Well, where are you going? What's the matter? What's the matter, Samantha? Did you say something to Rosalind?
You told me not to.
So why did she run away like that?
I guess she's all excited. She wants to put some powder on her nose.
Oh.
I'll go. I'll take your coat.
Will you pardon me, please, if I see to my supper? Will you join us there?
No, thank you, Mrs. Goldberg. I just dropped in to leave Rosie her library card.
Then you'll excuse me, please?
Certainly.
Sit down. Sit down, Walter.
Thanks. Is Rosie home?
Yes, she's home. When's your mother coming?
Tomorrow.
Oh. Is Norma coming with her?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
My mother insisted on coming.
It's natural enough.
Isn't it?
I'll be interested to meet Norma.
We sort of grew up together.
That's the best way, I suppose.
The best way for what?
Well, I mean, when you know a girl a long time, when you really know what she is, marriages turn out more happily.
Do they?
I think so.
My mother seems to think so.
I guess she's right.
Perhaps. I wish I were as convinced as you are.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm convinced. It just seems that way to me. You're engaged, aren't you?
We just kind of fell into being engaged. My mother expected it, and Norma expected it, and one day we were. I never really considered what it meant. I wouldn't want my marriage to happen the same way. Marriage is too serious for that.
Oh, don't you want to marry her? Well, I mean, I'm not trying to find out what's none of my business.
Well, I don't know what I want. Most of the drive seems to come from my mother. She thinks our future should take a certain course. And I'm wondering whether my future ought to take that course. I mean, well, why should I rush?
Well, when you're in love, you want to rush.
When you're in love.
Aren't you?
I don't know. Perhaps I know Norma too well. Perhaps I've just fallen in line with my mother's plans. I don't like her plans for me because, well, she has different values. I don't worship success the way my mother does.
Success is hard for her. She knows what it costs.
And I don't know if it's worth the cost. A fella has to know whether the cost is worth the goal. I mean, I want to be sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's why my mother's coming up here. She wants to be sure that I'm not thinking too much about other things. My mother has a one-track mind when it comes to my future. And, well, I can see many different roads a fella can take.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Rosie.
Did you tell Walter, Sammy?
Tell me what?
About my trip to Florida.
Oh, well, isn't it too late for Florida?
No, it's beautiful there this time of year. I have an aunt living down there, and they're planning a real time for me. It'll be fun and a change to get away from home. It's been dull around Lastonbury, and I love meeting new people.
Walter, are you sure you wouldn't stay on the supper?
Mama, darling, do you think I'll need a trunk or just two valises?
Well, when are you going, Rosie?
Tomorrow, aren't you, Rosie?
Tomorrow isn't too soon, is it, Ma?
No. No, Rosie. Jane!
Rosie laughs and giggles. She smiles and acts like a young girl just looking ahead to a vacation. But what she really feels is just the opposite. And Walter looks downcast, too.
Now, don't forget about that big house cleaning sale your dealer's arranging. Ask him all about it. Remember, during this great house cleaning sale, you can get a beautiful big illustrator's book with thrilling ideas on how to add new beauty to your home. It gives you a whole series of decorating hints on color, on furniture, on making slipcovers. This book can save you many dollars in beautifying your home. And don't forget, in the back of the book, there are three coupons, coupons good for 30 cents worth of free soap. This fine book is yours in return for 10 cents and a few wrappers and box tops from certain Procter & Gamble soaps. Get the special order blank many dealers are keeping for your convenience. It gives you all the details. Don't miss out. Go to your dealers today and find out how soon his big house cleaning sale will start. How soon you can send for the beautiful book on how to beautify your home. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Rosie leaves for Florida, hurrying away from Walter, while Walter waits at the station for the girl from New York. This is James Fleming wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.